weeks later, the major bump started. I said,
did they just told them about?
I sure told them what the facts were, as I know.
That's what about the papers, did they the assholes aren't going to use that. I think that ought to be, I think the leak was acting on that they were a bust.
Yeah, well, that's, okay, that's...
Bring it on, would you like to do that?
How
did it go about it?
Well, I just said, indeed, report the Apple story back this morning, but, see, I didn't...
Apple said there was no story?
No, Apple said that, that the Dean report was an oral report transmitted to you by Ehrlichman.
Right.
Now, Ehrlichman will back that up.
He won't?
No, sir, which means we're looking at a problem, and a problem in the brain. So what I said is...
What the crash did Ehrlichman say then? He prepared the goddamn briefing book.
Wanted a complete investigation of this new term and no one in the White House was involved in a Watergate
matter. Did you make it also, did you also say that McGregor would do the same thing? You know, they have to have now.
Then, I said, there was no question whatsoever in the President's mind, in mine, that the investigation process was undertaken. And that the results provided to him were the results of the investigation. It showed that no one in the White House was involved in what we had. And I said constantly throughout the period of months that followed that then members of my staff had went out and checked with the counsel's office regarding message work, that at no time was there any indication from Mr. Dean that an investigation had not taken place. Indeed, there was reference to the fact that it had. And then no one was involved in the White House. They said, well, why wouldn't you say when we were asking you whether it was oral or written? I said, I had not seen it before. I followed the guidance from the counsel's office, and that's the guidance I was given to say. Well, actually, I didn't want to be the witness there.
You know, they're really the press is so hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy in there responding to the city. Didn't he always say there was nobody in my house involved?
No.
Should he never told me anybody in my house involved? February 28th on, first. I saw him only twice. Another time, but February 28th.
And at that time,
he September 15th, which was, and Bob, thank God, kept notes of the meeting. There was nothing in that. Bunch of crap. And the time we signed the will. No other time, but February 28th.
And at that time, he also made clear that no one in the White House was involved.
That was his contention up until March 21st.
Yes.
And that day, he began to say that he was involved, and maybe hold on to the future. That was about to strike it all off. You understand that? That's why March 21st is a critical bridge date. But that was the first time John Dean ever told me that.
Of course, I said on March 26th, which is no problem.
Sure, but he was still prepared. I told him to go up with John, go up and prepare a goddamn report on this thing. I mean, you know what the hell was going on. I know that's the problem.
They lived up in the CIA thing.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't comment on that. Listen, I'm going to go
home. There, Bob and John have got to take their lawyer. Thank you. disagree from a separate. I don't mean, don't fight them aggressively at this moment, let them continue. Because the country is going to get sick of this government. They're going to get sick of it. I don't know when it's going to come, but it's got to. Or you don't agree?
I agree, but I do think that we should, that you can't have a purge.
That was on my scenario.
Oh.
But their lawyers probably created this, all of this public impression that Dean had a lot of this good information to get him immunity so he can go before the Senate and spill as much as he knows, not about the president, but about the SEC and the and the more the CIA contacts him. Go after Ehrlichman at home and get himself clear of the judicial process. That's got to be the strategy.
He's such a man.
Well, see, the Justice Department has to, as I understand now,
see if there was a CIA involved, not for the purpose of seeing. CIA cover, right? You see, what happened here is that Dean then took off on the cover, right? Then. Do you think so?
Yeah, we saw that. Someone else.
Don't worry about mine. Of course they held the meeting in my direction.
But I didn't want to say that.
They weren't saying that. It would hurt me. Were they?
No, no. But in this environment, I just want to guess.
No.
Oh, and then they got in the press conference and I said, look, the president is fully aware of the fact that press conference, he said, well, she considered it as well, because I want to make the press conference every time I mean, they say something to the Japanese people. And I said, I can't say what you have on it. So, that was the matter. I said, just to show
you. You didn't tell them till after the elections.
I said.
After the grand.
Well, then, you see, when you say that, they said, well, that could be years or 5 or 6 grand in the grand jury. I said, well, that would make sure.
Too bad, so hospital officials. Sure. Maybe we help make them that way. That's not a problem.
That's your problem.
Apparently, it's all wrong. That's our problem. Yeah.
No, you didn't do that.
Oh, yeah. You're going to do it. But my point is, I don't think that we ought to harass you for over an hour.
Well, but I wasn't here for an hour. We were going to.
Take this whole thing about goddamn
just don't want the, I'm working on it here and trying to try to bring them back around to create the impression of openness and so forth.
Right.
I think we're just succeeding. And I don't want them to feel that I'm running from here.
That's right. Because I agree. You can't this week.
Sure.
You can just say tomorrow because of the hearing.
Well, I think we'll have to bring it tomorrow.
I guess so. But let's get to a point where we get, where you skip a day now.
Yeah, I agree.
And eventually, on a regular skip 2 days.
And, see, I put the man out there today. On that campaign of Iron System.
Yeah.
But they came and went to council. And then there's a guy who has, they relate to it.
Right, yeah.
But he couldn't answer questions. Which backs up what we're doing. And he made it clear, look, this is not the forum to respond to questions such as this. And my reason for having to go out there was to show that this is now just not an effort between the press secretary and the president.
Why they asked him about Watergate?
Well, yeah.
Why did they try to get him on?
He wanted just to get rid of it.
The president know and all that shit?
No. Just basically, if you're privileged in this, and he made hypothetical questions out there. As the lawyer, that this is not the forum to respond to questions like that. So that's right there.
We go lay down, and we'll have our later.
Sir.
Believe me, we will. Well, you're not worried now.
No, sir.
Damn it. This is the day. I mean, we started the 6th. This is the 10th day.
That's right.
And by God, you see that crap in that box. I think it's concerned about me.
Well, I feel good. I thought I had.
Got it. You thought it was a bluff all along, didn't you?
We talked about that in this meeting.
What the credit was in this would give me? This bluff? This bluff?
Yes, sir.
This crap? Oh, but not that it was open. You mean now that they've seen it, they'll get it?
Well, the Senate committee voted unanimously
yesterday. I know that. Why, because of the box?
Well, the impression is good. And that was on my scenario.
Oh.
But their lawyers probably created this, all of this public impression, that Dean had a lot of this good information to get him immunity. So he can go before the Senate and spill as much as he knows. Not about the president, but about the SEC and FBI and the more the CIA contacts. Go after Ehrlichman and Holman and get himself clear of the judicial process. That's got to be the strategy.
He's such a man.
Well, see, the Justice Department has to, as I understand now,
they should be. I'm sure we get across the impression as far as these assholes, they just write what they want, what they believe, what they see. No one will be. Howard Smith, according to him, he was wanting to come in and see the private. And I told him to just tell Howard that I didn't see anybody who was active or whatever. I'm not going to see anybody in person. That would be the worst thing I could do at this point. Don't you agree?
I wonder what he had on the line. Maybe I should call him. I'll call Howard.
You can call him and say, look, the president is alive to see you.
But maybe I should ask him to come in and see what he
has. Yeah. But sometimes when a reporter calls and says, I've got something, I've got to tell the press,
just want to get some.
The purpose is to say, look, here's something that we need to know now. I don't want to answer questions. And I'm not going to go for that. Okay. I mean, the point is that I'm getting him. If he has something, he has to tell us. No, the point is that he thinks the president needs to be better understood. Al's impression. But I simply say, look, I'm going to
at some point,
no, you can say that the president He isn't part of the resigned school.
Smith?
Yeah. How big is that? Well, there are more, I know. But Jesus Christ, the New York Times is in that part. Oh, well. Maybe.
Yes, sir.